Amen. Come on, let's say the man. Can the church say amen? Oh, I'm telling you, we could have stayed right there all in his hand. Amen. I love to hear. That's my brother that was singing, O.C. Yeah, you can't get the crust without the pie. Amen. We come as a double package. Yeah, we locked and loaded all the time. Yeah, ready for whatever. Glad. Thank you for the introduction, Sister Lai. God bless you. Y'all may be seated.
All right.
Amen. I don't want you to stand any longer than you have to. But we are extremely proud to be here. We don't apologize for the numbers. God makes numbers count. Amen. God make the numbers count. I want to thank the few that sung out of their heart.
Amen.
Amen. Y'all sung. Amen. Amen. Long as heaven is rejoiced.
Amen.
Have I got a witness here? We're not in this thing for competition. But we're in this thing to serve the Lord and see him one day. Face to face. Yeah, yeah. Me and my brother was talking. Amen. This morning. And we were wondering why are the churches, amen, are so dry.
Man,
I was just talking about it while ago in the pastor's study. And he looked at me, he said, Doc, he said, people don't have church like they used to have church. Have I got a witness here? There are so many dry spots in the church until you almost have to slap somebody to wake them up. Help me somebody here. But when you know that you got the Holy Ghost, have I got anybody got that? Amen, amen. When you know you got the Holy Ghost, amen, you don't need nobody to pep and prime you. Amen. You can just go ahead and stomp your feet and clap your hand. Because the Bible said make it joyful. Anybody got a noise in here? Yeah, I got a noise. I need the cheerleaders today to help me. I don't know if you're a pep squatter, sit there and look at me pretty, but I need the cheerleader.
Cheerleaders are glad to be dressed, but every now and then, when the old team make a touchdown, the cheerleaders get to tumbling, jumping, hooping, and hollering. Pep squatters are just for the ride. And we don't want you to be just for the ride today. We are glad. I'm glad to have, amen, Minister Taylor, who's our choir director, drummer, preacher, our Sunday school teacher. Amen. And he went back to get his lovely wife. Amen. And get old Cha-Cha. Cha-Cha probably done passed out somewhere. Amen. She's sleeping. Amen. You get them burgers in you, man. I'm telling you, it'll do something for you. Amen. And we're glad to have our Ursha, our senior Ursha, Sister Anderson. God bless you. And Sister Quintero and Sister Smith. She was sick yesterday. Couldn't hardly talk. And I just kept talking to her. Amen. Amen. And she found her way to the automobile. Praise the Lord. She came, and you know, everywhere you go, Pastor, like you said, if you can't give me no flour, give me some money. Ain't that what you said? That's what you said, right?
Oh, yeah,
I got you.
We got our secretary here, so we need a little change. Amen. It might be strange, but it is change. Help me somebody here. Amen. We gotta keep the secretary check. You know, you got to keep them folk around.
Yeah.
Because you don't have gas full of tank in your gas all in your car. It ain't full sometimes. Sometimes you got to make a stop and put something in the tank to get home. Am I right? So I know that if we run a little low, she going to help us to make it home. Amen. We got our mother Holly is here with us. Of course, y'all mess us a lot. Sister Robeson, thank you. Amen. We few in number, but we are large and tall. Because God is large and in charge.
Yeah.
Right. I got a witness here. Let us just pray right quick and we're going to move on. Amen. Gracious, divine, everlasting God, the everlasting, we thank you for this day, moment. Lord, we thank you for this time. Lord, we ask that you would, oh God, help us to stand and preach a word that heaven will rejoice.
Yes,
those on the inside will be sanctified. Those on the outside oh God, will hear and come running and say, Lord, what must I do to be saved? Speak through me and speak for me. Let the words of my mouth, meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Oh Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'd like for you to turn, amen, your Bibles, amen, to the book of Luke, the 5th chapter, verse number 20. Amen. Verse number 20. Amen. 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 Verse number 20. Luke, the 5th chapter, verse number 20. Amen. Amen. And we want to speak from, amen, the physician. Amen. The physician. It's good to have a great physician. Have I got a witness? You get sick enough, you'll want the specialist. Want everyone to come from the floors because you need some help. So we are right here at the physician. The book of Luke, the 5th chapter, verse number 20. And it reads these words. And when he saw their faith, he said unto him, man, thy sins, oh Lord have mercy, are forgiven thee. Let me read it one more time. And when he saw their faith, he said unto him, man, thy sins are forgiven thee. Amen. We want to talk just briefly. Amen. Want to talk about a man of faith. A man of faith. You may be seated. Amen. The grass withered, the flower fade, but the word of God shall stand forever. Amen. Want to talk about a man of faith. Amen. Thank you, Ursus, for your hospitality, for your service that have been rendered at the West Union. We appreciate you. May God bless and keep you is our prayer. God bless you. Amen. A man of faith. Amen. A man of faith. When I think about Pastor Lane, amen, and this is Junior, amen, Senior is in Giddings, amen, I think about, amen, the faith that have kept him, amen, 18 years.
Yeah.
Have I got a witness? Yeah. Amen. And so today I want to try to just be an encouragement. And by the way, Pastor Lane, I thank you for hearing my cry the other day. Amen. You heard my cry. God, amen, saw my need. Amen. He brought me on through. Amen. That's what we're here for, to help our brothers out. Amen. To help our brothers out. Amen. Amen. And I'm thankful to God. Amen. Faith, faith, faith. It's easy for us to quote the scripture, Hebrews 11 and 1. Now faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. But I want to ask you a question. When you are down so low, while the foundation is slipping away, when your rooftop has been ripped apart by life's storm, I want to ask you a question. Do you still have that faith? Have I got a witness here? Now, parables told in the story, it was a man that had been sick. Amen. He had been sick and his palsy, amen. But he found out that because of his faith, he was healed.
Yeah.
Have I got a witness here? If you ask any of the Mount Pleasant that's here right now, they'll tell you, oh, we know something about faith in the Lord.
Yeah.
Have I got a witness here? Amen, amen. But this man had an issue. Amen. He had an issue. And let me drop this off. Everybody expects, amen, Jesus to heal the man, but Jesus right here does something else entirely, and something that was completely unexpected, something entirely shocking. Jesus looked down at him, then up at the men peering through the hole in the roof. Somebody sang a song, said, what a friend. They couldn't get, amen, in the way they wanted to, so they had to go up to the rooftop. Have I got a witness here? And Pastor, amen, Lane, Minister Taylor, Yeah. Amen. Other ministers say, every now and then, we got to go up to the rooftop. Have I got a witness here? Amen. Saints, every once in a while, you got to go up to the rooftop. Amen. Amen. God has a way to test your faith. Have I got a witness here? Amen. Just the other day, God tested the faith of those members of ours that were enthralled when the storm winds started hitting around the houses and knocking 26 cars off a train track full of cars, amen, and throwing stuff over toward the church, amen. But we still have faith in knowing that everything was going to be all right. You got to understand when you are sick, amen. I'm talking about so sick, sick or tired of being. Come on, help me here. Sick of talking about sick. Amen. Amen. God has, a word called faith. Amen. Faith. Amen. Amen. You've got to have it. Now notice that it is not just the faith of this paralyzed man that Jesus saw, but it was the faith of the men who brought him to the rooftop. If somebody's going to carry me when I'm sick, I need them to have faith. Y'all gonna help me here, right? I know a few, amen. I'm almost going home right now. Amen. When I'm down and I got the vent to see, I'm expecting to see faith to be even stronger to help me through. If I call Lane, I'm expecting Lane's faith to help me to get through.
Yeah, come on, man.
I don't need nobody around me that ain't got faith. Yeah, because you get in my way. You get in the way of my blessing. You there for a storm and God is there for a breakthrough. And because your faith has been wavering, you can't help me. A man, his friends had faith. And I like that because when you're in trouble and money can't get you out of it, mom and dad is resting in the arms of the Lord. Yeah, your faith ought to say, look, I can't see the blessing. But I know the blessing is on the way. And I believe that this man that was paralyzed.
Yeah, he was.
He said, look, even though I can't walk, they carry me. You know, they find me carrying. They picking me up.
Yeah.
I can't even pick myself up. But my faith tells me that everything is going to be all right. Amen. Faith. This paralyzed man had faith. Amen. But the text says that Jesus saw their faith. Let me tell you something. God never sleeps nor slumps. He know who got faith in him. And he know who got that wavering faith. You know, sometime Pastor Coop, amen. Sometime Pastor Mo, people be wavering with like the wind. They don't know if they want to stay with you or come against you. But your faith will tell you, God, if you be for us, who can? Oh, I got it. Yeah, sometimes I may act like I ain't got it.
Yeah,
you act like that too.
Yeah, come on.
Amen. You get in some bad predicament.
Yeah,
you get in some of them crusty corners where dust has aroused, and sometimes you start second guessing your own self before just a little talk with Jesus. I wish I had some folks that was in the corners. Amen. Some folks don't like to talk about the corners. Amen. But before I could come to the light, I was in the corner. Help me, somebody, doing my own. Well, but faith brought me through. Have I got a witness here? I had some dust in my shoes. Shoes looked like they had hole. Looked like that was the only pair I had. But faith allowed me to walk on through. Clothes was raggedy. Head was hard. Hair was nappy. But faith brought me through. Faith. Y'all can't tell me. I know what I'm talking about. Yeah, faith to bring. Yeah. Some of us act like a bowl of Fruit Loops in here. Yeah, like we all matching together. But let me tell you something. You get you some 2% milk,
yeah.
Them Fruit Loops ain't going to taste right unless you got that vitamin D. Yeah. But even if you don't got the vitamin D, you know faith will bring me through. Yeah. I don't look like what I've been through.
Yeah.
Because faith saw fit. That paralyzed man. Can you imagine? Can you imagine not being able to walk? You know, some of us get honorary already. When we're ready to go, we're ready to go. And I heard them talk about first ladies always on time. Mount Pleasant can share with you that Sister Light ain't never on time. Yeah, Lord have mercy. In Jesus' name. I have to run off, praise the Lord. Y'all forgive me. Mount Pleasant, am I right or wrong? She ain't never on time. Amen. I'll be ready to go 30 minutes. Faith say, look at have a little patience. Let's have just a little bit. Yeah, but sometimes my patience will run out. But faith say, if you just wait on the Lord. I have to wait. But this man was paralyzed. Yeah, this man was paralyzed. And I'm glad that his friends, Jesus, watch this. When Jesus see you, he see you right where you are. Somebody didn't catch that right there. Let me say it again. When Jesus see you, when he see us, he sees us right where we are. When you go to another place in the world of your life, where you have stepped on the other side of another scene, God will meet you right where you are. Help me somebody here. You just got that. Let me talk to the folks that have a little adult refreshment. Y'all know what adult refreshments are. Well, praise the Lord anyhow. Man, help me, Holy Ghost. Every now and then you want to have a little adult refreshment. Sometimes you forget where your address is. But faith will take you home. Have I got a witness here? Sometimes you're in the club locking and popping like it ain't nothing and dropping it like it's hot. Amen. Faith will bring you out of there and say, you need just a little more Jesus. Faith has power. Faith has power. Don't you? I tell folk in a minute, if you ain't praying for me, get away from me. Get away from me. I don't need you praying nothing on me. Because I got faith enough to know that I'm here. Doctor say you got diabetes. I'm going to eat a cake if I want to. I'm going to eat a piece of pie because my faith tell me that I'm here. You can't preach about it and talk about it and don't be about it. People trying to get jobs. Y'all see what's going on. I ain't the only one. Y'all get that Bryan College Station news. I know I was in Brenham and we only had Channel 3. Man, we didn't have no good antenna, so we put us a coat hanger on the back of that. Help me something. Somebody know anything about that coat hanger? Yeah, we run that thing all the way up the wall. Help me something. But faith allowed me to see, amen, what I needed to see. This man, Jesus, saw. He saw the condition. Watch this. When others can't see your problem, God can. Y'all ain't here yet. I'm finna go. Y'all looking at me. I'm going to thrall. I'm finna go on back to thrall here. Amen. But I need to say this one thing. Whenever others cannot see your pain, God sees your pain. When others don't see folks looking at you crazy, God got an all-seeing eye. He sees who's looking at your cross. And faith will tell you that if I can just stay here just a little while longer, faith will see me through. Jesus saw the condition of these friend who was paralyzed, couldn't walk. And they didn't have a wheelchair. I suspect if they'd have had one, they'd have pushed him. They didn't have no elevator. Some folks don't like to ride on the escalator. I got a member of mine, I love her to death. But she was afraid of escalator, but when she grabbed my hand, she knew that faith would help us to go on up. Sister Anderson didn't like that elevator. Looking around for her, she done got on her elevator. We don't know where she is, but faith was telling me that everything was going to be all right. See, when you're talking to people that got cancer, stage four, should have been dead last year. I wish I had me somebody here. But sitting right amongst us right now, that tell you that their faith was in the Lord. It was not in the doctors. And when you got faith in the Lord, it'll work out every time. Faith will. He saw. I gotta go. Thank you, Pastor Lane. West Union, y'all have been sweet to us. Mount, you and my babies, I love you. Amen. But when I think about faith, I think about having favor with the Lord. Have I got a witness here? See, I can't put my faith in the doctor because the doctor can only do something. Oh, I'm going somewhere. I've got to go home here. Amen. But because I have favor with the Lord and I got faith enough to know that he heals my cry, I'm good to go. You ain't got to worry about me.
Yeah. One thing I found out about faith, amen, is that when you have the faith, amen, these men, God saw them, saw their friend, and they had favor with the Lord. They got in the good graces of God. And God saw the need. Some folks in the house need some needs to be met. Help me somebody here. And you've been trying, you've been crying all day long. Lord, why am I going through? I preached a sermon this morning talking about good news in the midst of a storm. Amen. Today we're talking about a man of faith. When I look at Pastor Lane, as I run to my clothes, bring me back to the fact that his faith have saw him through some tough time. When I look at Sister Lane, I can just tell that faith have saw them through some murky waters. Have I got a witness here? Every now and then you can't call home and say, Mom, Dad, I need to chat with you because Mom and Dad got problems themselves. But when you can have faith in the Lord, faith will see you through. Have I got a witness? Three things. We out of here. Not only did Jesus see the faith, but he said, I am forgiven. I'm forgiving their sins. And I like that right there. Because when I've act up sometime, don't act like you don't act up sometime. Pastor Moore, every now and then, the old man just don't want to act right. Y'all quiet in the house here. I thank God because my sins have been forgiven. You might be asking me, say, well, how in the world can your sins be forgiven when you act up? My answer is Jesus paid it all. One day out on a place called Calvary, and when he took the sins of the world, he took your sins and he took my sins. And so I'm so glad that I got faith enough to know that when I get in a rock and a hard place, I still know that my faith is able to bring me on out. Is there anybody in the room right now that know that faith will see you through? Faith will drop your tears. Faith will turn you around. Faith will pick you up when you are falling down.
And I don't know about you, but I'm so glad that I got the faith in the Lord. The reason why I got faith in God, because he never let me down. He never let me fall. I remember when I was on my way to a burning hell, and my friends was nowhere around. God met me right where I was, and he gave me faith to know that I can trust in the Lord. Is there anybody in the room that know that faith will make it all right? Somebody in here, I've had to cry all night long, but faith will wipe away your tears. I'm so glad. I said I'm glad. I'm so glad that if you got faith in the Lord up above, no matter what the world may try to do or say, just keep on holding onto God's faith. His faith will keep your enemies away. His faith will stop them from lying on you. His faith will cause them to love you when they really do hate you. Is there anybody here? Oh, I feel preaching for about 3 minutes. Is there anybody here? No, you got faith. When I look at the word faith, the letter F means that I got a friend in the Lord up above. Have I got a witness? He's accessible whenever I need it. Have I got a witness? He's intimate with me. Have I got a witness? I'm thankful that I got the faith. Oh, help me somebody. I'm so happy. Yes, I am. I'm so happy because I'm free. I'm so happy because I got faith. You ought to walk in faith every now and then. Every now and then. You got to hold on just a little while longer. The reason, man of faith. You know, Christ had to be a man of faith. He sent his baby to live and die, stretched him wide, pierced him in the side, ribbed his hand. I wish I had met somebody. Yeah, but he never said a mumbling word. He had faith enough to know that in 3 days, my baby gonna get up. Is there anybody know your baby gonna get up? God got faith. As I take my seat, I want to let Pastor Lane know that when I look at West Union, when I look at Mount Pleasant, we are not in these places by accident. Have I got a witness? But we are in these places for a purpose. It was ordained by God. You can walk away from something. But when God puts you where he wants you, you got to ride the wave. You got to ride the roller coaster. And what I love about it, because faith teaches me that even when I have my shortcomings, faith tells me that my God still loves me and that he don't point fingers at me when I stumble or fall. Let me share this with you. When a man of God makes a mistake,
yes, sir,
the whole world crucify us like we are perfect.
Right.
Y'all looking at me strange.
Right.
Oh, Pastor Moore, I wish somebody would just holler right there. Lord have mercy.
Hallelujah.
We are desecrated. Our name is desecrated. We are ripped apart. You say you love them when they're doing good, but all when they make a mistake. You're ready to tear their heads off and eat it up. You're ready to put salt and pepper on them and just start eating their brains out. You just want to rip them apart. You can't stand them. You hate them. I told you that he went up. But faith would say, stay on your knees and pray. Hang on in there just a little while longer. It's going to be. Pastor Lane, you have helped me. Often times I talk to my brother and we converse quite a bit. When you love something so much, faith will tell you you can make it. I wish I had a witness here. It's just something about when you have it. Let me tell you something. Faith will make that one that just really hates you sit right beside you. And before it's all said and done, they'll put their arm and I say, baby, I love you so. Come on here, help me, somebody. But you got to have that faith. And that faith comes from God. It comes from the friends could have easily dropped that man at the nursing home. Could have dropped him off at the Salvation Army. Could have dropped them on somebody else's doorstep. But they say, no, we got to get some help. Help is available. And we're going to take this joke up to the rooftop. And we're going to let him down. And when he get down off in there, there's a man there. There's a man that's already saw the need. We love you. For the word. I asked Minister Taylor earlier, I said, would you sing a song for the invitation? Sometime when songs that we sing, word that we hear, see, you can't get enough of preaching. Have I got a witness? He was teaching us this morning, Dr. Lane, Minister Taylor, he was teaching us this morning about the fruits of the Spirit. How I got him with temperance. And when he said temperance, he got right up in my britches. And I started just leaving him. Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. He ripped me apart when he talked about the temperance, because my temper sometimes, amen, get the best. Huh? But don't act like y'all ain't got no temper in here. Y'all act like y'all ain't got no temper. Y'all act like y'all don't get mad. Nobody else don't get mad in here. We all get a little roughed up. You be like, woo. You know, some of you sisters of the Lord still working on me in some areas, brother. Reverend preacher. Y'all know how them sisters of the Lord are still working on me, preacher. Yeah. Don't think First Lady Lane can't get acting funny. Yeah. Amen. Don't let the shirt fool you. Don't let the hair fool you. We are human beings. I look at my ushers on the door. I know they can get sassy sometimes. Help me, Holy Ghost. But I pray to the Lord, Lord, please hold them. Please hold them. Help me, Holy Ghost, hold them. Lord, you got to hold them. Let that faith. Amen. That's why... Yeah. Sometimes them deacons get a little wild. Every now and then them preachers, Minister Taylor get a little uptight. Sometimes I get a little wild. But faith tells us to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Y'all going to make me act. Lord, how much? But I'm going to ask if it's all right with Pastor Lane. Come for our invitation to Christian discipleship. Amen. Never take for granted that people in the church, everybody is saved. People will show up at anniversary, pre-anniversary, unsaved, they will leave unsaved because they're showing support. But what they don't understand, God don't need their support. He needs them to change. Have I got a witness here? Some of us don't like to change, but a change is good. A change is, you don't wear the same suit, you don't get out of it, you don't sweat in it all day. If you put it on next Sunday, I'm going to think something wrong. Because I know you got more clothes than just, y'all help me here if you can. A change. A change. And so I'm asking, as the ushers, deacons will come, amen, for our invitation to Christian discipleship is at hand. And just whatever song the Lord placed on Minister Taylor's heart, amen. Just whatever, amen, amen. God wants you. Let me share something with you. Pastor Lane and Sister Lane cannot live for you. They can't save you. If you think they can save you, you're thinking the wrong thing. Pastor Lane is trying to stay saved himself. Hell, we got a witness. Huh? So they trying to stay saved himself now. That's why you got to have God. But God has extended this opportunity over 2,000 years ago. You don't have to rush away, but come back to the Lord. Our world is falling apart. Can you see it? You see it, don't you? Every corner you turn on is trouble. But God said, come now. Come now. Come all ye. And he said that I will give you some rest. And I'm quite sure that if you come and don't want to become a member of West Union, amen, Pastor First Lady Lane, along with this great staff, deacons and staff, amen, members, will see that you get to where you are or where you need to be so you and your family can experience God. Amen. Minister Taylor at this time, after he will come.
Did not our heart burn? Amen. While the man of God spoke by the wayside. Amen. You are holy, oh, so holy. You are holy, oh, so holy. What a privilege and an honor to worship at your throne, to be called into the presence of your own. You are holy, oh, so holy. You are holy, oh, so holy. What a privilege and an honor to worship at your throne, to be called into the presence as your own.
Yes, sir.
Somebody lift your hand with me and say, you are faithful. Oh, so faithful. How many know he's faithful today? You are faithful.
Yes, sir.
Oh, so faithful. Yeah. What a privilege and honor to worship at your throne, to
to be called into the presence as your own. You are holy, oh, so holy.
Yes, sir.
You are holy, oh, so holy. What a privilege and an honor to worship at your throne, to be called into the presence as your own. You are faithful, oh, so faithful. You are faithful, oh, so faithful. What a privilege and an honor to worship at your throne, to be called into the presence as your own. I can search the heavens high, and I can search the earth below, but there's no one. There is no one, no one. I can search the heavens high, I can search the earth below, but there's no one.
Yes, sir.
How many believe that today? There is no one, no one, no one so holy. And there's no one so faithful. There is no one so honest. There is no one, no one, no one so loyal, yet. And there is no one so caring. And there is no one so patient. And there is no one, no one, there's no one so holy, yeah. No one so faithful, Lord. There's no one so holy. And there is no one, no one.